But joining us right now.
Yeah, they might have something to play for.
On the Coulter Automotive Group sports line from the Arizona Coyotes as they get ready for their game coming up in a couple of days. Derek Stepan joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Derek, you've been on with us before. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I didn't think you guys would invite me back.
Well, you were so rude the last time. We thought, I don't know. I'm just kidding, man. You were great.
I always hated the Rangers, so you know I try not to put any former Ranger on.
exciting times, right? I mean, that win last night and Darcy Kuemper just doing things that are kind of unbelievable, hard to watch, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's by far been our best player in the last 20 games or so. I think him and Oliver Ekman-Larsson have just actually carried the load big time for us. But, yeah, anytime you got your goaltender stopping everything he sees, you're going to give yourself a real good chance to crawl back into the thing.
Are you surprised? I thought that Tock would give him a break in the back-to-back that you guys had against Jersey and the Islanders. I thought that maybe he'd probably give him a break there. He didn't do it. I mean, he's riding him right till the end of the season. Have you ever seen a stretch like this in all your time playing where, you're just going to ride a goalie every single game with no breaks and he hasn't hit a wall?
Yeah, I've never seen a stretch quite like this. I've seen a pretty heavy workload from a goalie, but never in the back-to-back situations. Yeah, he's been rock solid. I think Tock has been conversing with them as much as possible, so they're having good conversations as a coach and player should in those in that boat. But we've been wearing them down, but this is kind of the choice we're in, and that's kind of the way it's kind of gone for our group.
What was it? What was it like? I mean, you eliminate Chicago, basically. You eliminate Minnesota, basically. I mean, these are do or die games, and what was great about yesterday is you finally got the crowd out there. You had a good standing room only crowd to support you. That must have been a big lift for the fellas.
Yeah, it's the building has been so great. Obviously, I think it goes hand in hand. You win hockey games, people are going to come watch, and we played some real strong hockey. And the building has been absolutely great for us at home. We've been able to build some momentum, and when we need energy, it's been able to give it to us.
Let's talk about you coming back, because a lot of people doubted that you'd be able to make it back to help this team. It was a big loss when you went out. You were playing really good hockey, but I think a lot of people were just questioning whether you'd be able to make it back this season. What did you have to do to get back for the stretch run?
Yeah, it's a kind of a thing in my head where I had no doubt in my mind that I was going to do everything I could to try to get back for as many games as possible. When we originally were talking about it, we thought maybe two or three, so to be able to get eight was a real, real positive for me. And ended up going to see a specialist in Philly, and just kept working at it, boot camp type hours on physical therapy.
Derek Stepan, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. They're getting ready to take on LA tomorrow, three games left on the season. I know the obvious easy answer is for you guys to just win, but there's so many moving parts with you in Colorado. Have you tried to figure it out? Have you tried to figure out if we do this and they do that, then this? Or do you just try to block that out and just worry about you?
I think you try to block it out when you have 10 games left, but when it's this low, it starts to kind of paint a picture a little bit in the sense of what needs to happen and how it needs to break down. So there'd definitely be some serious scoreboard watching here the next few games.
What do you think needs to happen? How in your mind, how does it break down in terms of what you're trying to do?
Well, it's funny is that, I just think that I like to just kind of worry about our end. I think we got three left. That road trip kind of hurt us a little bit, the floor. Sorry about that, guys.
Who Sorry let the that. Dog out?
So I think we need to, we need to probably end up, I think we need to end up winning our last three, and we need to get some help from some guys, some other teams in the league. It's hard not to break down every scenario.
How much did getting Landeskog back help them? Their captain, their leader, he came back for the game against you guys. How much do you think that gives them a lift?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure how much it was, but I really liked our game in Colorado. I thought we played a real strong game, 5-on-5. I thought we deserved to, come out of that game with 2 points. But unfortunately, we weren't able to find the back of the net. Their goaltender was lights out. So, Yeah, I mean, I think it might have given him a lift. I think anytime you get someone like that back, you're gonna boost your team a bit. But at the same time, I really like the way we played.
We look at L.A., one of the worst teams in the league, nothing really to play for. But is that a dangerous game? I mean, is that a game that you have to worry about because maybe some young guys are trying to make a name for themselves and earn a spot next year? And, you know, is that one of those trap games that we talk about sometimes?
There's no easy games at this point of the year. I don't care what team's records are. I think everyone has something to play for. And I know our group has had some conversations already about the importance of this game, and we're not taking any different than we had the last three with Chicago, Colorado, and Minnesota. We have to view it that way as a playoff do or die.
Derek, we appreciate the time. Thanks for swinging by. Best of luck in these final three games, and believe me, we will all be watching.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me again.